Hi, girlie. You all right?
Yes, I'm fine, thank you.
Healing obviously isn't always just physical. Sometimes God heals us from emotional problems. And so Laura's going to share about something to do with that, which is, it's just an incredible story. So Laura, you, oh goodness, should I take this off?
Should we share? Do you want to share?
Okay. This is a bit noisy.
Okay, struggled with overcoming fear for the whole of your life, basically, and it affected you in loads of different ways. But I wonder if you can tell us just specifically how it affected you when you went skiing a couple of years ago.
Okay, there are some people here who went skiing with me, Steve at the back, Chris, Matt, and if you could have won an Olympic medal for skiing on your bum rather than on your skis, then I would have won it. And basically the first day my instructor asked me to put skis on, and by the way, I'm scared of heights, snow and ice, so it's not the best sport for me, and I put the skis on and she said, okay, hold one leg up. And that's all I had to do, just do that. And I couldn't do it. My whole body was shaking like that, just trembling. And that's how that was how that week was. I cried every single day. I cried every time I put my skis on. People couldn't see because I had my glasses on. I had to pray continually just to do it. It was horrible.
It's funny, people were looking at you now and thinking that's you don't struggle with, you have, surely that wasn't what you were struggling with, but obviously it really gripped you and really seriously gripped you. Okay, so you came back from skiing and a little while later at church you got prayed for one Sunday. Can you tell us a bit about what happened?
Yeah, basically after the preach, whoever was preaching invited people to go down to the front, and I didn't really feel that what was being said was, I mean, it was brilliant, but it wasn't for me for that time. But I felt something in my spirit of God saying, I've got freedom for you. And I didn't know what it was for, but I just went to the front. And then Wendy came and stood with me, and then Simon came and stood with me. And basically, they felt that they had faith to pray for fear. And I hadn't even said anything about struggling with fear. So it was completely from God. And they prayed for me, and I just felt a massive release. And I knew that fear was never going to grip me ever again.
Brilliant. So you obviously it's affected you in so many different areas of your life, and I know you're happy for people to come and speak to you at the end if they struggle with fear. But can you tell us specifically how it affected you when you went skiing earlier this year and what the difference was?
Yeah, now I'm a speed junkie, as Chris Greck likes to call it. I'm completely and utterly a different woman. And so much so that when I went back, my ski instructor had the same lady who's an incredible woman and a Christian, and she just could not believe it. And she said it just she said she didn't believe it was the same woman. She couldn't believe it was the same woman. And she said it's just really stirred her heart to pray for bigger things and to expect God to do more. I love skiing now. I was skiing with Matt and some of the guys who are like really, really good, and it was such a rush to know that I was skiing with them, obviously not as good as them, but I was still loving it, and I could do red runs, and I did a couple of blacks, parts of blacks, and just completely different. When I came back, I asked a girl who had gone on the skiing holiday if she wanted to go to an Emerge gig, and whilst we were at the Emerge gig, she turned around to me and said, "What happened to you at skiing this year? What on earth happened to you? You're just so different. Even your posture was different on the slopes." And I said, God answered prayer. I said, the leader of our church, a friend of mine, prayed for me, and God set me free from fear. And it impacted her so much that she came to church that Sunday, and she did an Alpha course. She became a Christian, and she is now coming to our church. So just God is amazing and incredible, and he can do it, and he can set you free from the things that really, really hold you.
Thanks, Laura. Can we thank Laura? That's brilliant.